Yeah, he's here. He's downstairs working out again. God, why are my friends so interested in my dorky little brother now? That's all you want to talk about since he graduated military school. You guys didn't even see him for years. Fuck, I didn't even see him for years. He was just this pudgy, annoying little brat when he left. So what if he came back ripped? He's still fucking annoying. I'll be glad when his break is over and he starts at the military academy. Although, well, it is nice to have him around. You know, when that shitty ex of mine showed up at the front door, spouting his asshole rhetoric again, my brother was out there and in his face in a heartbeat. Suddenly, my ex didn't have a whole lot to say, you know? Can you come over? That depends. Are you coming over just to ogle him again? You seem to like the way he walks around without a shirt on all the time. Like he wants people to check out his body. Although, if you did want to come over and fuck him, maybe that would just keep him from giving me these looks. I don't know what that's all about. I mean, he always used to follow me around like a puppy when he was a kid. I think he may have had a crush on me back then. Now that he's been off at, well, that whole boys' military school for so long, I can't imagine he's had much of a chance to lose his virginity. So maybe if you or, I don't care, one of our other friends did him, he won't be so creepy around me. Hold that thought. I hear him coming up the stairs, and I don't want him to get the wrong idea from our conversation, so. But seriously, save me from this perv, please. My little brother's gonna end up getting more action than me. Talk to you later. Hi there, brother. No, I'm doing okay. I was just talking to a friend. I shouldn't tell you this because you've already developed a frustrating amount of confidence since you came home, but my friends think you're really hot. You're probably gonna have quite the summer. Just don't fuck up my friendships with them, all right? You can fuck them, just don't fuck things up, you know? Oh, fuck, don't give me that grin. If you're gonna daydream about having sex with them, at least have the decency not to keep staring at me. Can't you just go to your room and masturbate or something? Jack off while you think about hooking up with one of them? What? You don't masturbate? Are you? That can't be right. I mean, I could understand if you didn't really have a whole lot of opportunity at military school, but not even once you were home and back in your own bedroom? God, you really should. Maybe then you wouldn't be embarrassing me and Mom with those bulges in your shorts. Here. Take these. Here's some panties for you, if you need encouragement. Just pretend they're from one of my friends. What? Of course they're clean, you perv. I just did laundry today. Unless you want me to give you what I'm wearing right now. Whatever. If it gets you out of my hair and makes you less horny and creepy, then fine. Just don't think of me while you're using them. Ugh. Do you have to look at me while I'm taking them off? You can't actually see anything, you know. This skirt hides it. All you're gonna see are thighs at best. These are my favorite pair of panties. So I'm not gonna toss them across the room. If you want them, you have to come over here and take them carefully. There. Now you can let go of my hand. I said you can let go of my hand, perv. No, I haven't been coming on to you. Don't be gross. This outfit? It's not for you. Maybe I'm going out later? And the pant the I took pity on my sad little brother and gave you the panties. Now let go. You're gonna try something. With mom and dad coming home any time now and my door wide open. Even if they didn't come home while he were whatever and we were, doing it, do you seriously think I wouldn't tell them? They sent you off to military school for years. You don't think they'd hesitate about having you sent to jail, right? If you need to fuck someone, I know one of my friends will spread her legs for you. Ugh, especially if you keep strutting around in front of them half naked with that body. No! I'm not fucking you without a struggle. At best, I might be convinced to masturbate for you. Or jerk you off or something. Ugh, I've done worse for guys I barely knew or didn't even really like. See? Here's the pussy you were trying so hard to get a look at when I was taking off those panties. You want to see me play with it, you fucking sicko? Fine. If that's what's going to get you out of here, I'll do it. I'll even jerk you off with my hand at the same time, like I said I would. Course I'm wet. I was just talking with my friend about a hot guy. That's what girls my age do. You'd know that if you'd been around any real women. Then you wouldn't have to be all alpha male around me. Happy now? Your sister is humiliating herself, jilling herself for you, jacking you off. I'm gonna put my wet panties over your cock and. Oh, 'cause you don't need to. Oh, I don't want to get any of that shit on me. It's bad enough I'm tripping on my bedspread right now and. What? What? No, I'm not letting you. Fuck me. I mean, it's not like I could stop you if you wanted to, but no, we're not doing that. I'm totally serious when I said I'd tell mom and dad. And you think I won't? You think I won't scream and yell loud enough for the neighbors to hear? So stop it. Stop it. Don't even try. Let go right now. Oh, you fucking asshole. You think just because you stared, oh, you scared away my ex that I'm your fucking girl or something? That you can fuck me like a slut? You're too good to masturbate at military school, but you're willing to fuck your sister just a few days after getting home? Oh, don't flatter yourself. I was worked up from my fingers long before you were inside me. Oh, just like when you were a chubby little kid. I fucking end up doing all the work for you. Oh, that wasn't an invitation to try harder. Oh, fuck, you really haven't jerked it for years, have you? Oh, you look like a machine. A fucking machine. Oh, like a jackhammer and fucking cunt. Oh, God. Just because I'm gonna come doesn't mean you're not in trouble. Trouble. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Don't. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God. How many years' worth of cum was that? You do know that I'm not. Oh, fuck. That's the front door. Get out of here. Give me back those panties now. No, I'm not gonna tell them. Obviously. It would kill mom and dad to know what you did to me. Just get out of here and be grateful, you little creep. I'm not gonna tell mom and dad about this time. Or anything else you might do to me in the future.